And it should be nice to get one. There's nothing like a desert night lit up by lightning. That smell of wet creosote just drifting along as you hear the water pouring down on the patio roof. Love an Arizona rainy night, and we're talking about rain and water harvesting. And Farmer Greg, you have your document pulled up?
I do. And so these are guidelines, and they actually, in the document, they say follow these best management practices to comply with Arizona's rules for gray water use. And they're simple. The first one is avoid human contact with gray water. In other words, just exit it underground. It says you can use gray water for household gardening, composting, lawn, and irrigation system, but you always want to run it underground, subsurface. That's really important.
And I think that answers a text question we had. Can you use gray water on the lawn?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to use it on the lawn because you need to exit the water subsurface, either in a basin or in a tank underground that has no bottom in it. So that kind of makes it hard to use it on lawn. So I would avoid lawns. So, and then, and the other thing is that spraying gray water is prohibited. You don't want to get out there and spray it. So, right. One of the label pipes carrying gray water so that you know what they are. So these are the kinds of things. It's super simple to follow these guidelines. Is you just have to pay attention to them.
And somebody can email you for that PDF?
Yep. And actually, they can email me for that PDF, absolutely. And I just, to look to see if there was an updated one, which there is, I just typed in Arizona Gray Water Guidelines, and the document came up on the Extension Service. So it's there as well.
And summarizing the whole water harvesting, the calculating the return on investment. And I know that's a big key, but a lot of it, I think a lot of this can be done understanding, your return on investment isn't financial. It's stewardship. That's your return.
Exactly. Well, it's also financial. And usually when we calculate a return on investment, we primarily look at the cost involved. So my tank was $1,500. If I'm saving $50 a year in water for my rainwater harvesting tank, that means it's going to be 28, 30 years for me to get my money back. And like I said earlier, my friend Barbara down in Tucson, that's where she gets her water from. So that's a calculation that she has to take into consideration as well.
And then the stewardship side is the amount of water that you're not having to use now, because you've redirected, repurposed what's naturally fallen from the sky.
Exactly. So just, get it where you want it. And there's some really great resources out there for rainwater, gray water. I already mentioned Art Ludwig's and Brad's books. Brad's website is rainwaterharvesting.com. You might want to check that out. I've put together a resource of watering information at urbanfarmwater.com. You go there, sign up, and I'll send you a link to some drip irrigation systems that I like, a rainwater harvesting webinar that I do, and a couple other things as well. One of the things we haven't touched on that's really important is, what are you putting down the drain? Because all of a sudden, when you're throwing something away or it's going away down the drain, that drain drains in your yard. So you need to be super conscious about what you're actually putting down the drain. And one of the soap products that I use is called Oasis Biocompatible Soaps. Biocompatible means it breaks down into fertilizer.
And is that something you buy locally? You have to order it online?
We carry it at the Urban Farm. I still have a few bottles of it left. We bring in a truckload about once a year, or you need to get it online. But it's a good product, and they have a laundry soap, and they have a dish soap. And the dish soap I actually use in my outdoor shower. It's nice and citrusy smelling, and so online, sometimes we have it here.
Outstanding. And then the I love the final talking point. Make it as simple and inexpensive as possible. Don't overcomplicate it.
Don't overcomplicate it. That's you could easily spend $1,500, $2,500, $5,000 on a rainwater harvesting system, and you don't necessarily need to. So pay attention to the costs and make it super simple. The simpler it is, the easier it is to manage over time.
Well, thank you for spending your Saturday morning with us. It's urbanfarm.org. It is a .org. I almost said, I second-guessed myself. Is it .org or .com? Urbanfarm.org.
Yep, and then go to rainwater, urbanfarmwater.com for some freebies on this stuff. Oh, one more thing real quick. If you're interested, we have a multiple-week rainwater harvesting in-depth class that we're doing in July. So you can shoot me an email about that.
And what are the dates on that?
It's Mondays and Wednesday evenings. It's online starting the middle of the month. And then it's pre-recorded. It'll be recorded, and you can listen to it later as well. It's one of our courses.
Well, good. You had one that's not on a Saturday, so I might actually be able to make this one. It's
there. You go.
Monday and Wednesday evenings online.
Yes, yes.
Urbanfarm.org for those details. Thank you, Farmer Greg.
You bet.